Art, why do you think Browner withdrew his appeal?
Well, that's something I don't think we're going to know. He could say why in a few weeks, but there's no reason to believe him. But I do think that he is a two-time offender here. When he came out of college, he was caught with something and given a four-game suspension in 2005. And so the odds, I think, were against him and really against anybody who gets caught with a positive test. There's not much of an appeals process. And we can't know what the chances are because the NFL will not tell us if somebody had tested positive and then won his appeal. And so the upshot is that Browner chose to take his punishment now, figuring that the odds were small. And his punishment will be for the final four regular season games of the Seahawks, and he will be back in time should there be Seahawks playoffs.
Well, and it is appearing that they're serious contenders for the playoffs. So is there a strategy involved here between Browner and Richard Sherman?
Well, I think it's either between them and the Seahawks or the Seahawks and the league, because the net effect of this is to stagger the potential punishments, and that does help the Seahawks. It's the little bit of relief that Seahawks fans are being granted in this. Richard Sherman has now scheduled his appeal for December 14th, and that means he'll play this Sunday, and he'll also play the next Seahawks game on December 16th, because even if they do not uphold Sherman's appeal on the 14th, it's written into the rules that they can't deny a player that next game. They have to notify on the Monday prior to the following game. So he's good to play two games. And if his appeal is not upheld, he will then lose two regular season games. And then if the Seahawks are in the playoffs, he will be suspended from one or two of them. If they don't make the playoffs, it's in 2013. So it minimizes the impact, and the only problem with that is that both would likely miss the big game December 23rd when the 49ers come to Seattle and play for what would be a very large regular season game and a potential playoff berth. So they'll be out of that, but they will at least have some mitigation of impact if both of these guys are found to have tested positive.
Is this whole procedure logical or fair?
Not really, no. But there hasn't been a case like this where one team has had two players at the same position tested positive. And on top of that, the worst thing that's happened is that the information about this episode was leaked after the test but before the appeals. So the public now is aware. They're scrutinizing the Seahawks. They're scrutinizing these players. It's an unfair deal. And the issue here is that I think what's happened to the Seahawks calls for a renegotiated policy, because there needs to be transparency and there needs to be accountability, because fans have invested way too much emotion and way too much money to be messed around like they are with this episode.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KBLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.